It seems like everything these days is framed as some kind of battle. Like it's always us versus them. And honestly, when the head of the EPA said that climate action is basically a religion, it really made me think about how we talk about these big, complex issues, you know?
Yeah, I get
It
that.
doesn't matter if you're a scientist or deeply religious or just trying to make sense of the news, this kind of statement gets everyone talking. So in this deep dive, we're going to look at how faith leaders are responding to this and see what it says about, well, belief and the environment.
Right. It's all about how faith leaders see this whole idea of caring for the climate as like a religion thing. We're using Christian Culture News as our main source here, which gives us a really focused view into this important discussion, especially within certain communities.
Yeah, and we're not here to tell you what to think or pick sides. We just want to figure out why people are even saying stuff like this. What's the deal with faith leaders in the environment historically and now? And are religious communities actually as united on this as some people think? There's a lot to unpack, and honestly, some of it might surprise you.
Let's break down what the EPA had said, like really dissect it. It sounds like he's saying that people who care about climate change are just as passionate as, say, religious fanatics. But it's the stuff underneath that's important, right? It's like he's implying this passion somehow ignores all the science behind climate change and even the real ethical reasons why people want to protect the planet. It's basically a way to just wave those concerns away.
Totally. It's like saying, oh, you care about the planet, that's just your faith talking, as if it's just some personal belief and not based on reality. And like Christian Culture News points out, this kind of talk is dangerous because it creates even more division. We need to be working together on this massive global challenge. Anything that creates walls instead of bridges is a huge problem.
The interesting thing is that faith leaders have been involved in environmental issues for ages. It's not a new thing at all, and it's still a powerful force. They get involved because it ties into some really basic moral and ethical ideas. Most faiths have this idea of taking care of the world around us.
For sure. And Christian Culture News has some real-world examples of this. You see groups like the United Church of Christ and the Catholic Climate Covenant really engaging their congregations. And it's not just talk. They're out there like organizing around sustainable practices and pushing for actual policy changes.
Yeah.
It goes beyond just Christianity, too. Think about the Muslim Green Initiative, which comes straight out of the Quran. They emphasize this idea of khilafah, which is all about stewardship and how important balance and sustainability are in our relationship with nature.
And if you connect this to a bigger ethical picture, many faith leaders see the environment as part of social justice. They're pointing out the very real fact that climate change impacts the most vulnerable communities, both here and around the world, way more harshly. So for them, protecting the environment is also about fighting for justice, equality, and human dignity. And it's cool to see these interfaith coalitions forming, bringing different religions together to work for a healthier planet.
With this long history of faith leaders being involved in these strong moral beliefs, it's no shock that the EPA head's comment got a big reaction. Christian Culture News makes it clear that a lot of people disagreed and pushed back against what he said.
Definitely. And what's really important is how organized some of the responses were. We saw leaders from different Christian denominations putting out joint letters together, saying that caring for the environment isn't just some weird religious thing. It's a fundamental responsibility that everyone shares based on their faith. It shows real unity on this, even with different theological views.
It wasn't just the leaders, though. The article mentions how much activity there is at the grassroots level in congregations. We're talking about things like community cleanups, using more sustainable practices in their buildings, and even encouraging people to make eco-friendly choices in their daily lives. They're actually putting their beliefs into action.
And then you have this whole movement around interfaith dialogue. That's where people from different religions get together specifically to talk about climate change, share their views, and see what common ground they can find. It helps them be stronger advocates for the planet together. It shows they recognize a shared responsibility, like a moral imperative that goes beyond any one religion.
To get why this matters so much to people of faith, we got to look at their theology, you know? Christian Culture News talks about how this idea of stewardship pops up all over the place in different religions. It's seen as a basic part of what humans are supposed to do in the world. It's almost like a command from God to protect and care for creation.
Exactly.
Take Christianity, for instance. They often mention the book of Genesis, where God tells humanity to tend and keep the Garden of Eden. It's not just about using stuff, it's about managing it responsibly and making sure it lasts. And in Islam, the Quran says that nature is a sign of Allah, and it really stresses the need for balance and not wasting or destroying things. Even if you look at other traditions like Buddhism and Hinduism, you see similar ideas like the interconnectedness of everything, which naturally makes people feel responsible for the environment.
And the article connects these core beliefs directly to how faith-based groups are involved in climate action.
Yeah.
It's not just some vague philosophy. These beliefs push them to fight for policies and changes in society that match up with this God-given responsibility to care for creation.
Right.
It's a powerful motivator.
Now, let's talk about how public opinion, religion, and climate action all fit together. It's a pretty complicated picture. Christian Culture News mentions some surveys, and there's this 2021 Pew Research Center survey that showed that over 60% of religious people in the U.S. believe that dealing with climate change is part of their faith.
Wow.
That's a lot of people, and it shows how strongly many connect their faith with taking care of the environment.
Yeah, it shows how much influence faith communities could have in getting people to support environmental policies.
Mm-hmm.
And the article suggests that environmental groups are starting to realize this, so they're trying to team up with faith leaders more and more. It's a way to reach more people and connect with folks who might be more moved by a moral or spiritual argument than just scientific facts.
Oh, sure.
But remember, and the article kind of hints at this, that not everyone in religious communities agrees on this. There are definitely groups and individuals who might doubt the science or see environmental issues more through a political or economic lens. So it's important to have these open, inclusive conversations where everyone feels respected, even with different viewpoints. Because at the end of the day, we got to address climate change together. Faith can be a roadblock if people are too rigid, but it can also be a powerful tool for bringing people together and motivating action.
This brings us to how religion and environmental policy play out in politics. It's easy to think they're totally separate, but Christian Culture News reminds us that faith-based groups have been involved in environmental lawmaking for a long time.
Absolutely. The article subtly points back to the 1970s when those big environmental laws were passed, like the Clean Air Act, and even when the EPA was first created. Religious groups were part of the push for that because they were worried about public health and making sure everyone had clean air and water. It wasn't just about environmentalism as we think of it now. It was about taking care of each other, which is central to a lot of faiths.
Right. And they're still advocating today. Groups like Interfaith Power and Light are getting religious communities involved in things like energy efficiency and switching to renewable energy. They make it clear that these actions are a way to live out their faith, to put their beliefs into practice.
There's an interesting tension here, though, that the article touches on. Some politicians might see this faith-based environmentalism as just some ideology or a hidden political agenda. But for faith leaders, it's totally different. They really believe that caring for the environment is a core part of their faith, not just some political stance.
But the article makes a crucial point. Faith communities can be a major force in shaping environmental policy. By framing climate action as a moral imperative, they can rally huge public support and push politicians to actually do something.
And lastly, the article sort of calls for more unity between faith and science when it comes to dealing with climate change. It suggests that even though they work in different ways and see things differently, both religious and scientific communities want the same thing to protect the Earth and make sure we have a future.
And when you frame climate action in a spiritual or ethical way, it can be really powerful. It can motivate people in a way that science alone sometimes can't. You know, it makes people feel a deeper sense of responsibility.
Exactly. The best case scenario is when they work together. You have scientists giving us the data and solutions, and you have faith leaders who can get people moving, raise awareness, and speak to people's values. That kind of teamwork is essential when we're facing the huge consequences of climate change. It's about combining what we know with what we deeply believe to make things better for everyone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, it's clear that the EPA head's comments about climate action being a religion really hit a nerve, and for good reason. Faith leaders from all sorts of backgrounds pushed back, saying that caring for the environment is part of their core beliefs, not just some random opinion. They see it as a moral duty. And as we've seen, these communities have a huge impact on how people see climate action, how the public feels about it, and even what policies get made.
Yeah, and as Christian Culture News highlights, this whole area where faith and the environment intersect, super important to keep watching. It's a place where deeply held beliefs are leading to real action on one of the biggest challenges we face.
So for you listening, I want to leave you with this. How do different belief systems, or even just your own personal philosophy, shape how you feel responsible for the environment? And what are the chances that we can understand each other better and work together, even when we seem to see the world in totally different ways? Think about the moral and ethical side of caring for the environment, beyond politics or science. It's a question that's important to all of us.